Good morning.
Hi, Steve.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing okay. How about you?
Doing good. As always, running behind, unfortunately. So.
I've been playing catch up here myself this morning.
Okay. Well, you have a great day, okay?
Thanks. You too. Make it a good day.
Okay, we'll do it. Thank you. Appreciate you. Enjoyed the call, end of the call last night, or yesterday. It was a good call.
Yeah, I'm always glad when I can at least get on part of it.
Yeah, well, have a great one.
Yes, thanks. You too.
Has arrived.
Hi, Onita.
Good morning.
I'm going to be back on mute again pretty soon, I'm sure. But
you recuperated from your day in Wichita.
Yes, how about you?
Yeah.
That was fun.
Nancy? Has arrived.
Or so. Hello, who arrived?
Good morning, how are you?
All right. And I was talking to Elaine when you came on. So.
Oh. What's going on with you guys?
Well, we went to a quilt show in Wichita a few weeks ago, so I was asking her if she'd recuperated yet. So.
Was it a great one?
Yeah, it was. We didn't even get clear around. There were so many quilts, so.
Oh. Do you guys quilt?
Well, I piece. Let's put it that way.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I wonder if Shari's going to make it today. Since she's done it, what, how many days already this week?
I hope she does. I had a question for her.
Uh-oh.
I tried making that butter of hers, and for some reason it just won't come out for me. I don't know if I'm doing it at too high a speed or what.
I have not tried it. I don't use, I was never into butter. Marty, I know if I made it, would probably go through it instantly. And that's probably one of the reasons I haven't done it.
Okay.
He seems to be surviving pretty well without it. I know that when I make like toast for breakfast, sometimes I will put a little apple butter on. Sometimes I put a little.
Betty
has arrived. Or sometimes I put a little coconut oil.
Yeah.
Shari, are you here?
I heard Betty, I think.
Is that who it was? I didn't hear who it was. Hi, Betty.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
Very good. And Anita, how are you?
Just fine.
Great.
Elaine, are you there?
I think she's got little kids. She said she was going to go back on mute, so.
Oh, I was just wondering if she has transferred over to the new program. It's not so new anymore. Do you know if she's on the current regimen?
Oh, I'm not sure if she's still completely following it or not.
Mm. Just wondering.
Okay. What are you wondering, Nancy? What are you wondering?
I just wondered if you're on the new lifestyle that's 3 years old already.
Yes, I am.
Good for you. How's it going?
I like it. I really do. And I feel better. Oh, it's getting kind of noisy out here, but I'm going to have to go back on mute, I'm sure.
How's Betty doing it?
I'm sorry, what?
I was going to say, is Greg doing it, or?
No, he isn't. I'm not sure. How would that work with his hypoglycemia?
That I don't know. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah. Well, does it work for diabetics? It does, doesn't it?
It does.
it should work for a hypoglycemic, too, shouldn't it?
I would think so. I can't get Harlan to either. He's got to have some meat, so.
I know.
Did your husband test his blood? You know, hold on, I've got it. Loretta's calling me. I wonder if she's trying to get in and can't. Hold on a second. I'll be right back.
Okay.
One night I had the food on the table, but I didn't have the meat.
Yeah.
And Greg said, "Aren't we having meat tonight?" So, but I don't know. I wish he would at least try it, kind of.
Up on Harlan, but anyway.
I'm sorry you cut out there.
I'm kind of giving up on Harlan. He has to have some meat with it, but he doesn't eat very much, and then it takes him forever and ever to finish a piece of meat.
I'm back. Your husband does check his blood sugar, is that correct?
Are you asking me? No, he doesn't.
Oh, he doesn't. Okay. And is he on any kind of medication for it?
No. No.
Okay. I honestly cannot imagine why the program would not work for him. Interestingly, on the doctors yesterday, the cute one, Travis, mentioned that his father, 10 years ago, was diabetic, and he's an ER doc, and he had a long conversation with his father. He said his father, you know, lived a pretty healthy life and exercised, but they talked, and by making some small changes, he is no longer on.
Has arrived.
He's no longer on his meds, and he is not considered diabetic anymore. So it was basically a lifestyle switch. And, you know, about type 2 diabetes being reversible by what you put in your mouth and exercise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I really think it would work for Greg, too. Yeah, I don't see why it wouldn't. And so I'm glad to hear you say this, too.
Is he agreeable to doing it?
I think it has to be real gradual.
Yeah, I was going to suggest that anyway, just because of the blood sugar issue, I would suggest doing it on a more gradual basis, probably.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, you might have to be a little more careful with what he's eating and the, you know, but I can't imagine that if he's eating healthy, he's not going to get what he needs like the rest of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the meat is not giving him what he needs.
I'm sorry, the meat is what?
Not giving him what he needs.
Yeah, I know. And years ago, see, he was diagnosed when he was in high school.
Oh.
And, yeah. And they had him, thank you, they had him eating a pound of meat at a meal.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, this was back in the 60s.
Wow.
But they didn't know what they were doing because another doctor had told him, yes, you can eat all the sugar and ice cream that you want.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah.
Thank you.
So, yeah, quite a bit. Yeah. So, and, yeah, I really do wish he'd quit eating, cut down on the meat.
Mm-hmm. Is this your husband?
Yes.
Okay, I couldn't remember his first name, so I just lost it there.
Yeah, it's great.
Sorry. He hasn't read China Study like
Mary Lou has arrived.
He's hypoglycemic, sure.
Oh, okay. I thought he was diabetic.
Basically the same, no. But the other way.
I don't think there's any problem in turning that around. Wait, remember what they said about 4 days, Nancy, over at Parkview? Both times, about both times I was there, that was what they were talking about when, you know, the need to eat, and the question came up about hypoglycemia. That was their comment to it. And, you know, the docs, both places, when it came to blood sugar, they said even medication, most people, they could take off within 24 hours. Now, that's doing it strict. You know, that's cutting out the stuff that they're not supposed to be having.
Well, you
and,
just explained saying that when he first became hypoglycemic in the 60s, they told him to eat a pound of meat a day and to eat all the sugar he wanted.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
I that was just about the time I clicked in.
Okay.
You know, all I can say is that's the training that, you know, was lacking, you know, what they got and what they didn't get. I mean, I remember having friends that were hypoglycemic, and they were stuffing their face with food every hour, literally every hour.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one gal that was living with us, she had to have stuff every hour, she said. She was eating something. And, you know, it never proved out. At least that scientifically they say it does not prove out. I haven't, you know, sat down and gone through all that kind of research, but it's like... Yeah, well, so anyway, have you read the China study, Elaine?
No, not completely.
Okay, but you've read parts of it. Has your husband?
No, he hasn't at all.
What about the eating DVD?
No.
Can I gift you a copy of it? Will you send me an email reminder?
Okay, sure.
And give me your address right there so I don't have to go digging for it.
Yeah.
I'll gift you a copy of that.
Oh, well, thank you. I sure will.
And
yeah.
it's about 2 hours. Have you ever seen it?
No.
Okay, well, that's what saved one of our friend's lives, literally.
Really?
Yeah, he would. He was dead on the table once, and they wanted to do surgery again, stents in at least. No, actually, it was more than that because he had 70% blockage in one artery, and somebody had given that to him. And he went home thinking, well, 15 years before I had a major heart attack and I was dead on the table, they put the paddles to me. Would I be that lucky again if it happened the same way? And he pulled the DVD out and went through it and announced to his wife that's what he was going to do. And he did it on his own. And two and a half months later, they thought he was having another heart attack. Oh, he thought he was. And he went in for a check. And no, there was no heart attack. They had done a complete workup, or, you know, a pretty thorough workup on him. And the doctor called him back and said, let's go over your tests. You need to come in. He says, so what have you been taking? He says, I haven't been taking anything. And he looked at him and he says, well, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Because of the 70% blockage, 40% was gone.
Ooh.
In 2.5 months. And he said, I would guess that within 6 months, the remainder will be gone.
Really?
And yes. I mean, it's that definite. And when I was down there, having been diagnosed with some blockage and ordered to a cardiologist, the first time with the internist, he said, with what you've filled out and what you've reported and the length of time you've been on this, he says your blockage would be gone, but I suggest you go in and get another.
Has arrived.
And I said...
Get another what, Char?
Pardon?
Get another what?
Get another scan, just like you had before, that showed the blockage, just so that you will know. I said, I don't need to pay $500. Everything I've ever read indicates that it's gone. And he said, well, I'm just telling you it is. So he says, it is up to you, but we always encourage people for peace of mind. I said, I don't need to go there. There's an intelligence level that says, I can't be one out of none that it's not worked on. So, I don't know.
Has arrived.
My belief system of what we're doing. Now, does that mean that we're going to have a problem? No, it mean I'm never going to not have a problem, but it's not going to be something that puts it there. Does that make sense? You can't have cholesterol and problems in these areas if there's nothing there to have the cholesterol from. So, anyway, that would be my take on it. So I will see that you have an opportunity to see that.
Yes, I look forward to that. And I think he is interested enough that, like in getting started, you know, it'll go from there.
Yeah, good. Well, this is what has done it for probably more people than any single piece of material, because it's a lot less time than reading the book. And I think there's enough there if they've got some kind of a foundation or to cause them to go look further. I ran into a gal at a brand new store I went into last night, and she happened to be checking me out. And I said something, is that wheat in that bag? Because it said wheat on the outside of the bag. She goes, no, that's not wheat. And I says, oh, not something you can grind up in grain, because it was felt lumpy in the bag, the big heavy 50-pound bag that I was looking at. And she said, wheat? Do you grind your own wheat and bake your own bread? And I said, well, I haven't for a while, but I used to do all of that. I says, I was trying to go gluten-free with my husband, but he's saying, you know, he's not interested in doing that much. And as I can hear him clearing his head again this morning, which has gotten worse, which should not be out here. Anyway, again, you know, as we were talking, Nancy, our husband's choices, right? So anyway, she looked at me and she said, gluten-free, she says, you know, I went vegan a while back, and she says, I'd never, ever go back. Both my son and I did. And she says, and she was probably getting close to our age anyway, somewhere in the 50s to 60s range. And she says, I can't imagine ever going back to eating the way I was eating, for the way I felt, and just the energy. She says, you know, it was just the whole ball of wax. So I said, and then ran into two more at the Grange yesterday. I don't know what's in store with the follow-through on those, because I don't even know where the one gal's going or what she was driving at. But, you know, there is a huge growing awareness for what the truth is to be stated about how we should eat to be healthy. So that's why we're here. We had some other people join us. Thank you, Nancy. I had no idea I was past 7 o'clock morning. Preaching to the choir here. I did hear Mary Lou identified, so welcome, Mary Lou. Anyone else that has a question?
I just wonder if Loretta got on.
Was she having trouble?
Yeah, she had the wrong pin.
Oh, okay. I dialed wrong the first time, so.
She only had 3 numbers in the second part of it, but she only. But
oh, okay.
Maybe she's on mute, I don't know.
Well,
anyway, if nobody else is going to speak up, I tried making your butter, Char, and for some reason it will not come out for me.
What's happening to it?
Well, it's more liquidy than it should be.
After you've put it in the refrigerator?
Yeah. I mean, it firmed up sort of, but it separated. I had to mix it back up. And what speed do you blend that on?
As high as I can without it spouting up through the hole in the thing when I'm very, very slowly pouring the oil in. The first batch is in oil form.
Yeah.
Flaxseed, you just drizzle that in. Probably takes me a minute and a half to get that all in there.
By the time I got done drizzling it in, I was having steam coming out the top. So.
Oh, okay. Then, are you in a Vitamix?
Yeah.
Okay, no, I don't have it up that high. I never have it on the highest. I never turn the highest speed on.
Okay.
And I'm making it in the, are you in the quart or the two-quart?
I'm in the two-quart one.
Hey, see, then you can turn it higher and not have it flying out. I'm in the one-quart, so I can't turn it that high.
Yeah.
So I probably, let me look at my dial. I just know about where it is on the dial. I don't pay attention to the numbers. I'm probably on between 4 and 5 is all.
No, Jack.
And so it never heats that. It's liquid, but it's never that warm. So by the time yours is cooling down, it is separated. Yes, I can understand what's happening.
That and my coconut oil is also liquid.
Excuse me, because it's so warm. Yeah, at this temp, the way it is out now, I noticed a little difference in mine this last time. And usually all you have to do is just whip it up with a fork then afterwards. But if you haven't got it so it has solidified or stuck together, emulsified, that's what I'm looking for, emulsified a little bit together. Did you use Gargum or did you use...
I used the Gargum.
Okay. Maybe, and is it a quarter teaspoon you were using or a half?
I was using a half.
Okay. You could thicken that just a little bit more by using like 3/4, and that will help it out too. That's exactly what that does. I don't think it would be too stiff then. I mean, you can always use it if it's a little too stiff, easier than if it's too runny. But yeah, just turn the heat down on the speed down, which will turn the heat down on your stuff when you're putting it in. You might even set your, what would help is set your, the amount of coconut oil you're going to use, set it in the refrigerator and get it solidified. And then the minute you stir that in, it's going to bring the temperature down.
Okay.
That will help it also. Yeah, it's not nearly as pretty. I got a hold of, they came running up to me yesterday at the Grange and they said, Char, here's something for you. Have you tried this before? And it was a little dark plastic. Oh, it's probably 6 ounces. I don't know. I'll look and see because it said it needed to be refrigerated. No, it's more than that. It's probably a cup. It's 10 ounces. Deceiving the jar. Dark brown jar with a lid, and it's hemp seed butter. Anybody tried that yet? The taste isn't bad. If you shut your eyes, it'd be better if you were putting it on toast because it's very green. Green as grass.
I've got shelled hemp seed.
Yeah, I've got hemp seed too, but and I like that. But it's just, you know, the color, if you're used to yellow butter, the green just doesn't quite cut it. I thought, not probably. They said, well, if it's really fantastic, I said, well, sooner or later, somebody will ask me if I've ever tried it, so then I can at least say I've tried it. And she says, well, we want to know if it's really good, bring it back up and share it with all of us.
Apple butter is brown, so I don't know that the color would be that.
Nut butter?
Apple butter is brown.
Oh, apple butter, yeah, jam. But you expect it in jams, you know.
No, this apple butter is just made out of apples. It's not a jam. It's brown.
But it's got spices in, doesn't it?
I get it without the cinnamon.
Oh, okay.
It's just apples.
Really? Now, why would you do that, Nancy?
Oh, because why should I pay for them to put cinnamon in? I can put my own.
Oh, yeah, it costs more with cinnamon?
No, it's the same price, but, you know, you're paying for the weight of cinnamon, my thought.
Oh,
I don't really like it with cinnamon anyway.
Okay. That surprises me. I'm just giving you that.
I like it on fresh apples, but I'm not crazy. I don't know.
I've never.
But anyway, apple butter is brown. So the green, I don't know if that would be.
The apples are going to turn brown in your jams, you do. But, I mean, how often have you seen a green butter?
Probably not.
So That's all I was thinking when I looked at it. I thought, you know, this would not fool people that it was real butter. And they'd wonder, what is she serving? But anyway, the flavor is not bad, actually. I know I've had people say they didn't like hemp milk. I don't know if anybody today has tried that up that's on the call, but I can't remember what it tastes like. I probably used it all in cooking. Tasted it and used it all in cooking. I know I've opened it before, so the milk. Anyway, anybody dealing with major-sized ants at their house, and what do you do for them when they're inside? Ant traps, I know I could do that. I guess I haven't had any around for a long time, so.
You talking about the big black ones?
Yeah, the great big black ones. I think there was one about an inch and a quarter long in the bedroom.
Oh, my. I had those every once in a while. I still get one. I have the real teeny ones now, but I'm not sure why. I did put some ant traps out, and they kind of run around them. But it does seem to be getting a little bit better, but I would try the ant trap.
I haven't had any in the house that I can remember for a long time, and then we got it back in New York this year, just so we
don't... the dried leaves, not clove, what is it?
Basil? Bay leaves?
Bay leaves. Isn't that what you're supposed to put like on your windowsill to keep them coming in?
I never heard that one. I always use the bay leaves in my flowers to put the bugs out of the flowers, so probably, but...
And write something like a baby powder or baking soda or something white that you can put over the threshold that they won't cross over?
Well, I know there's a poison that you put down that they...
No, won't cross over.
Cucumber peels, they say, to can put down, too.
What is it?
Cucumber peel.
Cucumber peel?
Yeah, just lay strips of cucumber peel.
Has left the conference.
Word. Well, we certainly have a plethora of fresh green peas that are available now, guys, which is absolutely wonderful.
I need to go get my kale in. It's overgrown.
And do you freeze that?
I haven't tried it much, but I don't know why it didn't.
We're getting background static. I don't know what it's from here. It's like a soft thing or something. I'm gurgling underwater with it. I am going to give you the wheatgrass. I don't think I gave the. Oh, I guess I did to Steve. I don't know who was on. Real quick. I was today. Denny wouldn't bring it. I just put it in myself. And I like the flavor of it. Sharpness to it. I'll give it to you the